someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
WMFO Medford 91.5. Well, we've certainly rounded out an hour of almost 80s metal, if you will. Although I will apologize to our fans, because I got to tell you, that version of Bark at the Moon was remastered. And though it's not mine, I won't touch this because it's digital. But I would smash that album, because remastered doesn't mean it's better. Anyway, let's get rid of this PSA since we're here talking about walking is good exercise. And certainly is if you've been out there today, cutting through the humidity. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even to taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked about in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Ah, yeah. So anyway, we're just about at the top of the hour, so the first hour of the Dead Letter Office is in the books. And I have to tell you, I was expecting the first pancake show to sort of be all over the road, and it kind of got off to an ominous start, but we're back on track. Let's get back to the music list at hand. So at the bottom of the hour, coming out of my last rant or run, we had Metal Allegiance with We Rock. That was actually a project put together by Mike Portnoy, former drummer of Dream Theater, and it's a who's who of metal in there, including the stunning and always attractive Alisa Gulls White, who's also fronting the band Arch Enemy, which we'll probably play a little bit later in the hour. After that, we had Heaven and Hell, which was, of course, the most of Black Sabbath, except for Billy Ward and the name, because Sharon Osbourne apparently sued Tony Iommi and saying, you can go out on the road, but you can't use Black Sabbath. So, Sharon, we've got choice words for you. Followed by Judas Priest and Firepower, and that's their new one. And I have to tell you, bringing Richie Faulkner on board to play guitar, I think, invigorated them. I mean, it has given them some really really new look towards music in general, and I mean, I love it. It's fresh, it's fast, and it's aggressive. And Rob Halford, after all these years, is still Rob Halford. Followed, of course, by a classic, Iron Maiden and The Number of the Beast. And then, of course, unfortunately, there was that crappy version of Bark at the Moon from Ozzy. So I promise no more remasters from here on out. So anyway, we've got a lot of Massachusetts metal to sort of hit you up with, coming up with, of course, Unearth. We'll probably hit you with some Killswitch Engage. Howard Jones actually is fronting a new band now. After he left Killswitch, he started Light the Torch, I believe, a nuclear blast band. There, say that 5 times fast. So anyway, that, like I said, this is the Dead Letter Show. I'm your host, Jimmy Hot Rod Lincoln, or Jimmy Lincoln Logs, or Jimmy Todd Lincoln. You make the call. Anyway, we should get back to the music, because that's why you tuned in, not to hear me. So, how's that? You're listening to the Dead Letter Office on WMFO.
I rescued Toast from a shelter in 2011.
I love Toast because she's a lazy diva. Toast does whatever she wants, obviously. She's sleeping right now. She's so loving. She's so comforting. When I walked into the shelter, I knew right then that she was special.
Toast, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford 91.5. You're listening to The Dead Letter Show. Woo! All right. Well, we set aside Opeth. That actually, of course, was Deliverance from the outstanding CD by the same name. Let's get us kind of caught up to speed here. So it is actually 2:30. We're rounding the corner for the last half an hour where we only play the best music overall. So anyway, we started it off with the Massachusetts run of Unearth, Sanctity of Brothers. And then, of course, another Massachusetts band, actually now by way of San Diego, is Killswitch Engage. Apparently, Adam Dutkiewicz has moved from Western Mass to San Diego. He's sick and tired of the New England winters. Wuss. But anyway, this was Hate by Design off of their Incarnate album, which is interesting because the stuff that I'd been reading about that album prior to its release was Jesse Leach, the current singer, was having a hard time coming up with lyrics and said that they were hoping that this album would be a little bit better, but I've got to tell you, it was actually a solid effort all the way through. I mean, this is by far one of the better albums that they've put out. They may not feel so, but I do, and that's all that matters. Let's see, after that was a former Killswitch Engage front... start that again. A former Killswitch Engage frontman, and that, of course, was Howard Johnson, who now actually is starting his own band, Light the Torch. Interestingly enough, a couple of weeks back, I think it was actually the Jamie Jasta podcast, another frontman, dealt on mental issues and what it was like to go through it, because apparently Howard Jones was depressed. The bottom line is that he struggled mightily with it while in Killswitch. Ultimately, it cost him the gig, and I think rather than let it get worse, he stepped down. Interestingly enough, Jesse Leach was all but through with the band, but then when they asked him to come back, he thought about it, and in the end decided, you know what, it's awfully hard for bands to come back after they've lost a lead singer. We're looking at you, Van Halen. I think that it's a solid release from the band Light the Torch. And lots of luck to him, because I'll tell you, he's a great singer. And for the stuff that he did with Killswitch, again, a fine stuff. I think that personally, I think Howard was probably the better of the two. But let's face it, Jesse still brings the brutality with him. Anyway, enough. We moved on to Behemoth and Conquer All. And of course, they're practically out on tour now, redoing the 20th anniversary of The Satanist. Can't believe that album is 20 years old already. And then, of course, for all of us Opeth fans, there was Deliverance, which again, I think is a fine release. So let's see, what else do we have going around here? I think we're probably going to start kicking off some other stuff in regards to some. I know that some of these were largely nuclear blast and Century Media artists, but you know what? Those are the two labels that actually have done very well in keeping the Metal Torch alive. So anyway, I think that's about where we have things. So I think what I shall do is get off, because all I'm doing is talking and wasting time when we could be listening to music. So with that being said, next week, look for something a little different. Like I said, this was a one-off metal show, just to get that. You know, sometimes when you have a Ferrari, you got to take it out on the road and blow out the engines. Yeah, well, the dust has settled in, and I think we're kind of back together again. So anyway, you're listening to Jimmy Lincoln, and this is The Dead Letter Office. And this is WMFO. WMFO Medford 91.5. That, of course, was Racer X doing their version of Children of the Grave. Anyway, it's been fun. We've spent some time here with you folks. I want to thank WMFO for letting me back on the air, because every summer this is sort of like a return to Capistrano, wherever that might be. All I know is they're filled with flamingos. Anyway, signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who don't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list who will get a second chance, because all you agreed to donate, some parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. So to become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants. Fill out your advance directives, will, and living will, including your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Well, I don't know what 2 hours of metal does in terms of your education, but you are now filled in with some more information than what you had for before. So we kicked off at the bottom of the hour. We sort of slid into some Chimera from Salvation. Those folks actually finally broke up a couple of years ago, which is too bad, because I thought that band had a lot of potential. We met with Rob Arnold at the Sounds of the Underground, many years ago. And, you know, it's interesting. I don't think they fully recovered from the $80,000 bill the Ozfest stuck them with. So, anyway, there's that. More on my blog if you simply go to coffeeheadachemusic.com. Then after Chimera, we ended up with Vader, who did Triumph of Death. It's an interesting song because nothing that Vader does sounds like that song. I mean, they're usually over the top, so much so that sometimes it's kind of hard to listen. Maybe they've softened up.